Good morning. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. We are up to the 10th Perek, the 8th Mishnah in Maseches Shviyos. We've been learning up until now the halacha that Shviyos is Meshamet, the year of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, suspends all loans between private parties. And the Mishnah reads as follows: Hamachaz Yochayed Bashviyos. A person goes to return the loan nonetheless. So he borrowed money from somebody. Halachically, the 7th year came and suspended the loan. Nevertheless, he comes to return the loan. Hamachaz Yochayed Bashviyos. A person comes to return the loan during the 7th year. Yoimer Lei Meshametani. The lender should tell the borrower, Meshametani, I am remitting this loan. I am telling you, you do not have to pay it. Amar Lei Afal Pikein, if the borrower says, Afal Pikein, nevertheless, I'd like to return it, Yekabel Mimenu, he is allowed to accept it from him, Shenemar Vezed Dvar Hashmita. As the Pasuk says, Vezed Dvar Hashmita, we understand that Dvar Hashmita means he has a chiyuv, he has an obligation to remit the loan, to suspend the loan. If he does that, if he says, Meshametani, he has discharged his duty, he has done what he is supposed to do, and if the person decides to return it anyway, then he can keep the money. Kayetza, but the Mishnah says, similarly, Retzeach, someone who murdered somebody by mistake, Shagal Le'ir Miklat, the halacha is, if the person kills somebody inadvertently, he has to go to the city of Ir Miklat. Nevaratzu Anshe Ir Lechabda, Yemar Lehem Retzeachani, the people of Ir Miklat want to give him an honor. Now the halacha is, he's not supposed to accept the honor. But if he says Retzeachani, if he informs them that he is a Retzeach, and they say, Afal Pike and Amrulai, Afal Pike, nevertheless, even though you killed somebody inadvertently, nevertheless, we would like to honor you, Yikabal Mehem. He's allowed to accept the honor. Similarly, because the same idea is Zedvar Retzeach, Shenemar, for it says in the Pasuk, Zedvar Retzeach, this is the Dvar Retzeach, and we learn from the word Dvar, Dibor, he has the obligation to let them know that he is a Retzeach, and if they decide that they want to honor him nonetheless, he is allowed to accept the honor as long as he properly informed them that he is a Retzeach. Once he informs them that he is a Retzeach, that he is a murderer, albeit b'shegeg, he is allowed to accept the honor because he has discharged his duty by letting them know his status. Mishnah Tes, the ninth Mishnah, continues as follows. This is interesting. Up until now, we've been talking about the halachic obligation. And the halachic obligation to return a loan is suspended once Shemitah comes. Now, Mishnah Tes teaches us that the Chachamim were very happy with people who return the loans nonetheless. As we just learned, you're allowed to return the loan. Ruach Chachamim, the sages are pleased with somebody who returns it, who returns a loan during the 7th year, because ultimately it makes a proper, healthy society. Haleva Menagershin is Gairu Banavima. A person borrows money from a convert whose family converted together with him. Now, halachically speaking, they do not have a blood relation anymore. Therefore, if he passes away, the loan has nobody to inherit the loan. So the halacha is lo yachzer labanav. Does not have to return it to his sons. Umhechzer, if he indeed does return it to them, despite the fact that he's not obligated to return it, ruach hachalm noyechem imenu, chazal, the sages are pleased with his action, because again, he's contributing to a healthy society. Without getting too deeply into the halachas, there's a concept of metaltlin. Movable items are not, you cannot create a binding kinyan. You cannot acquire them with halachic ownership until you actually physically move them. The fact that you gave money for them does not give you ownership for it. Now, that being the case, we can have all kinds of situations where a person gives money for something, then a person backs out. There's the concept called Mishapara, which is not today's subject, but ultimately it is something which is similar to the actions of those in the days of the flood by Noach. And therefore, Chazal say, Chomakayim Devari, a person keeps his word, does not back out of sales, even if there wasn't a halachic, genuine kinyan. Nevertheless, Ruach HaChom Rechim Menu, it's true that in a Beis Din, you cannot require him to keep his word, but ultimately, someone who does keep his word, even though a halachic kinyan, a consummated kinyan was not made, and he does not back out, Ruach HaChom Rechim Menu, Chazal, the sages are pleased with these actions. Ultimately, Chazal are trying to ensure that we have a healthy society where people are working together with each other and not finding loopholes in the halacha to get them out of it. With this, we conclude Maseches Shviyos. Mazel Tov. We will continue soon in Mitzvah Shem with the next Maseches Trumos. Have a wonderful day.